Hey, welcome to Monday Motivation Podcast. Thanks for joining in. Listen, it's a brand new week. It's a brand new day filled with opportunities for you to live your best life. Listen, whatever you faced last week, listen, it's over. And now we have a brand new week to start fresh. So let's go to work. Grab your pen and paper, because today I want to talk to you about the power of speaking over your life. That's right. Today, let's talk about the power of speaking over your life. Have you ever heard of the Chinese bamboo tree? That's right. Have you ever heard of the Chinese bamboo tree? Like any plant, growth of the Chinese bamboo tree requires nurturing. It requires water, fertile soil, and sunshine for growth. So once the seed is planted, this is what needs to be done. So each day, this farmer would come out and he will water the tree. He would check the soil. He would place his hands in the dirt. And once that is done, he'll go back into the house and he'll continue to do this week after week. But guess what? Week after week, his neighbors will watch and look, and there was no growth. They would see nothing and think, what is this farmer doing? But week after week, he will continue to do the same thing. Come outside, water the tree, check the soil, make sure it was getting sunshine, place his hands through the dirt and go back into the house. Year one, there was no signs, visible signs of growth above the soil. But this farmer did not stop. He continued to do it over and over again, week after week. No matter if it was raining, the sun, he'll take his hat off, wipe his head, wipe the sweat, check the soil again, place his hands in the dirt, water the tree again, go back in the house. This is 2 years, still no visible signs above the soil of growth. Over and over and over again, he kept doing this. 3 years passed, same thing. He never stopped his routine, kept going. No visible signs of growth. Year four, same thing over and over. There was no signs of visible growth. But guess what, y'all? Guess what? In the year five, there was finally visible signs of growth. 5 years, finally the tree broke ground. And in 6 weeks, this tree has grown to 80 feet high. And my question is, when did this tree really start growing? Was it in the year six? Or was it when the seed was first planted and the farmer began to check and nurture and give water and begin to rub his hands through the dirt? So you and I know that the growth started in year one. And had that farmer stopped and dug up the seeds and dug up the soil to check and see if it was growing, he would have stunted the success of this tree. But he had faith to believe and know in his heart that what he planted was going to sprout up and grow. It did not matter what it looked like. It did not matter if it didn't come up above the ground in year one or year two. He knew what he planted in the ground would come. All he had to do was have patience, perseverance, and know what he planted was going to grow. I say this to say to you on today that whatever you speak over your life in this season, it does not matter what somebody says to you. It does not matter what people speak over to your life. I don't care if the doctor have given you a report that you don't believe. I don't care if somebody told you you would never to get your degree. I don't care if life has been giving you hard times. It matters what you speak over your life. The power of life and death is in your tongue. It matters what you speak in this season. I don't care what is happening around you. All I know is that if you speak life, things will begin to change. There is power in what we speak. If you keep waking up every morning saying I'm blessed, if you keep waking up every morning saying I am rich, I am well, I am healthy, I'm telling you, the more you speak these things, the atmosphere will begin to surround you and things will start to come to pass. This is the season where you have to wake up and speak things and speak blessings over your life. What are you saying in your life? Are you waking up every morning speaking it? This season, say I am rich. This season, wake up in your life, say I am blessed. Wake up and say my mind is in good health. Wake up and say I'm going to get myself together. Wake up and speak over your life. What are you speaking in this season of your life? Speak those things that are not as though they are and watch things begin to happen. The greatest battle is in our mind. And if you can win it in your mind, you can win it on your paper. If you can win it in your mind, you can win it over your body. If you can win it in your mind, you can win it in your health. This is the season where you're speaking and the things that you think in your mind have to come into alignment. It does not matter what your boss say. It doesn't matter what your coworkers say. It doesn't matter what your family say. Only thing that matters is what you are saying to yourself. And so I challenge you in this season, what are you speaking? The Bible says, let the weak say that I am strong. This season, speak over your life. If you have a goal that you want, if you have something that you want to go after, speak it and say, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get my degree. I'm going to get that relationship. I'm going to marry my mate. I'm going to turn my finances around. I'm going to get back up and get back into my exercise routine. You got to speak it in this season. What are you speaking over your life? It doesn't matter what somebody speaks to you. It only matters what you answer to. This is a season where you got to speak blessings. It doesn't matter of all the news that has happened around the country and things that are happening, people saying, oh, things are looking bad. It may be happening for them, but you can change it and speak good things over your life. You got to make up in your mind this week, this day, that start speaking blessings over your life. Wake up early in the morning. The first thing you should do when you wake up is get on your knees and pray, and then wake up and say, I'm blessed. You have another day. You have another moment, another opportunity. I don't care if you don't feel like it in your body. You gotta speak it. I don't care if you say right now my body is sore and I'm hurting right now. Speak I am healthy. Speak I am well. That's what I want to challenge you today in this podcast is, what are you speaking over your life? This is the season not to give up. This is the day not to quit. This is the day to regain your fight. You got to stand up and say, I am a warrior. I am victorious. I am a winner. I am above and not beneath. What are you speaking in this season over your life? Some of you are broke, busted, and disgusted. Some of you are failing in life because it's what you're speaking and thinking in your mind. And if you can wake up and start changing your thoughts, if you can wake up and start changing the things of how you think and speak, I guarantee you things will start turning around. What are you speaking? What you speak over your life right now can turn things around. This is your day. This is your season to turn things around. Walk up in your job. Hold your head high. Walk up into your class. Hold your head high. Say, I am the boss. I am a millionaire. I am next in line. This is your winning season. Speak it. Let's go. This is Monday Motivation Podcast. And listen, it is go time. Subscribe to my channel. Let me know how this channel is blessing you. Listen, it is time to speak it over your life. Email me at forneyd@145.gmail.com. I'd like to hear from you. Once again, email me at forney, F-O-R-N-E-Y-D, 145@gmail.com. Listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak blessings over your life. Have a blessed one.